but he can, just like the cigarette story. That's the good news, all right? All you works people, you get that look like, I can't do it. I can't do it. The good news is you don't have to do it. He already did it. You still have your security and trust in yourself and the mind of the flesh. See, it's a real, we are really in a new realm in Christ. It is a new kingdom. It's a different kingdom. When you're double-minded, you stay here and try to get into the kingdom, but Bible says God can give nothing to a double-minded man. So you intellectually understand spiritual things. You intellectually try to enter in a little bit. You try to get your mind of your flesh a little spiritual. A lot of people are getting messed up with some of this because they will not let go of the old man and really enter in to the kingdom as a little child. Anyway, so I just thought this despising thing, the Lord put on my heart where when I had judged someone in my family when I was young and felt like I was better than them, that's where this whole thing came on in my life. I really literally despised that person. It's like they've hurt you or whatever's happened. Doesn't always have to be that. But something happened where you judge someone else. We had lots of teaching on judging. Please get the basic inner healing 1 and 2. But you judge someone else. And when you judge someone else, that's self-righteous. Because you're setting the standard based on you. And then in that self-righteousness, you despise the rest. This is a really big problem in the body of Christ. This is a really big problem why you listen to some preaching and teaching, and it sounds like God is mad at everybody, and God is angry at everybody, and only these people at that church are doing everything right. And it's so self-righteous. So you weren't hurt in a certain way, so you can follow rules better than somebody else. And you even think that's because of something you've done. See, this isn't about works. This is about God living inside of us and really, really making us new. It's awesome. It's death to self. Put off the old man and living in the things of God. And you know, we just cry out to God, how do we help people get there? How do I help people get there? How do I go deeper into that? And that's what we do here at Beauty for Ashes. That is going to cause apostolic people to come forth in these last days. And everything else is going to be shaken. You know, it's just going to be shaken. But we want it to be shaken. All right. So I had to renounce despising. I had to renounce. That's when I got it from self-righteousness. That's when I made an inner vow or judgment. I'll never be like that. I'll never treat my kids like that. I'll never treat my spouse like that. All of those things are judgments and inner vows. And you will see things through those things. I really encourage you to spend some time going through the inner vows. Guys, it's time to get real. It's really not enough to have enough anointing for people to fall down. And not enough of God's real character and understanding of his word to bring healing to the broken places. God is not looking, and this is another whole teaching of God. This teaching we're going to do July 3rd. And it's on a spirit that God took me to last time I was praying about it. It's kind of cool. I just love when God just sits and hangs out with you and talks to you and shows you this stuff. And you know you're not making it up because he just turned you right to it. I don't even know where the stuff is at. He's like, look here. And he showed me in, let's turn there because it's really cool. And then I really will get back on topic. But I had so much fun with God last night. This one's in the book of Acts. I know that. Acts 17, verse 21. Look at this. Now, July 3rd, we're going to pray against the spirit in the church. So between now and then, get it out of your heart. And we're going to pray. This spirit's trying to really get into our local area, and it's really trying. It's already in the move. It's really in the river move. And we're really going to pray and come together as led by the Holy Spirit to get rid of this thing. But look what it says. God just told me, it's so cool. This has nothing at all to do with what I'm teaching, but I just wanted you to see this. And all Athenians, okay, thank you, and the strangers living there have leisure for nothing else than to say and to hear newer things. That's a spirit. Where leisure means you're just hanging out. What do we do next? Let's have something newer. Isn't that in the church? That is in the church. That is in the church. And that opens the door for no discernment as to if something is God or not. It only has to be newer. And it's really trying to get into our area. And the whole thing about leisure, it's all about, what am I going to do for fun? What am I going to do for the next high? What am I going to do for the next thrill? Oh, did you see what God's doing here and there? And the answer Paul gives in that scripture is, you don't know God. Let me tell you about the unknown God. But you got to break that spirit off. So Jesus is more than enough. He is so way beyond anything we've even begun to touch or taste or comprehend. And honestly, many of these services right now, his name is not even mentioned. If I hear the word glory more than I hear the word Jesus, it's something wrong. If I hear the word inner healing more than I hear the word Jesus, something is wrong. You're going to hear Jesus all over the conference on marriage coming up. You're going to hear Jesus all the time because it's all about him. I can't preach the Old Testament without talking about Jesus. And I certainly can't preach the New Testament without talking about Jesus. Why would you want me to? It's all about him. It's all about him. But in self-righteousness, it's still more about us. And we despise people who don't see things our way through our self-righteousness. Man, I was so self-righteous. I am so glad to get free. Do you know what freedom? Has anybody yet tasted how free it is to expose this stuff, separate from it, recognize it's really not you, and be so unbelievably thankful for the cross of Jesus Christ? Am I the only one who actually has had enough breakthrough to absolutely think this is great? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not that mean person that the devil wanted me to be. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't have to take on false spirituality to try to hide that person who I'm not anyway. Yay. And thank you, Jesus. Some of you aren't that nice person that you think you are. You just enable so much hurt and pain in your families. Oh, so much fun with this preaching. Smile. The freedom is getting free. It's for freedom he set us free. It's supposed to be a little painful in here on Tuesday nights. Yay, thank you, God. You can't really read this without getting that every time you read it. Unless you read it through self-righteousness, maybe.